Yesterday afternoon, a round of showers and thunderstorms moved through portions of the region, producing downpours, gusty winds, and small hail. In some areas, those hailstones covered the ground for a while following the passage of the thunderstorm activity. And again today, we are dealing with some scattered areas of rain and even some thunderstorms. A vigorous disturbance is working its way through the northeast, setting off those showers and storms. So there is the chance for a heavier storm with a downpour, gusty winds, and again some small hail as we work through the late afternoon and early evening hours. Now, as that disturbance pushes off to the east tonight, showers will largely come to an end. However, across the northern mountains, those showers were likely to continue through the night. Temperatures are noticeably cooler today, and that cooler air is just beginning to rush in on a gusty wind out of the west. So by tonight, temperatures will fall back into the 40s in most areas. There will be a gusty breeze that'll make for a wind chill here in early to mid-June. And it may turn cool enough in the highest elevations of the Adirondacks and Greens that temperatures fall back into the 30s. Could be cold enough that some of those rain showers will fall as some snow showers later tonight. Now, moving into the day tomorrow, most areas will be dry under a blend of clouds and sunshine. It'll be another cool day with a gusty breeze. Temperatures will only be in the 60s in most areas, though we're likely to keep it in the 50s in the higher elevations of the North Country. Now, I said most areas will stay dry tomorrow. There is the chance for some showers, especially in the Adirondacks and Greens as we go through the day on Thursday. So if you're in those areas, plan for some showers at least from time to time. The weather stays quiet but cool as we wrap the work week on Friday. And then on Saturday, our next disturbance will enter, and that could set off some more showers and storms, especially after noontime. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, possible snow showers in the highest spots, breezy and cool, low in the 40s, some 30s in the highest elevations. And for tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and some sun, a chance of showers mainly in the mountains, breezy and cool, highs in the 50s in the mountains, and in the lower to mid-60s in the valleys. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, possible snow showers in the highest spots of the Adirondacks, breezy and cool, lows mainly in the 40s. And for tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sun, breezy and cool, high in the lower to mid-60s, some 50s in the highest spots of the Adirondacks. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of an evening shower or storm, breezy and cool, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy and cool, high in the 60s to around 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of an evening shower or storm, breezy and cool, low in the 40s. And for tomorrow, a mixture of sun and clouds, breezy and cool, with highs in the 60s. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny, highs in the 60s to around 70, and on Saturday, increasing clouds with a chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.